We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Jay Harden and Haywood Williams were both solo singer-songwriters working in Milwaukee when they decided to team up for a new project. They formed the band Coyote Brother, in allusion to the Pete Seeger song, Coyote, My Little Brother. Harden and Williams recently joined Mitch Tyke in the studio to talk about their partnership and their new record. We're hearing the single from that album now.
Oh, Alberta, curses in her sleep. Skin is dark and shining like the moon on a raven's wing. Rides a painted Appaloosa, wears a blood-stained beaver skin, John B.
Coyote Brother, Haywood Williams, and Jay Harden. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us.
And Alberta.
Yeah.
Might have to bleep myself.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Thanks for letting us do that one, even though it's perilous, apparently.
Yeah. Was there any one piece of inspiration behind that particular song?
I like really old folk songs, and a lot of the characters in that song are folk characters and traditional folklore, people that really existed. I grew up in St. Louis, and Stack of Lee was a guy that existed in St. Louis, and so was Billy Lyons. And I first heard a song called Stack of Lee by Mississippi John Hurt. And essentially, I just thought it would be interesting to explore the kind of myth of that story and what happened. And I created a character named Alberta who happened to be there. You know, it was just kind of an original character, and had fun with it. And that's really it.
Almost playing out as historical fiction.
Sure, that's exactly what it is. It's historical fiction.
Well, speaking of inspirations, what inspired the two of you to do this? I mean, you both had your own solo work behind you and have been out there for a while. Why come together on this particular piece of work?
We were just kind of slinging, you know, having our careers for so long, and we were kind of bumping into each other along the road, and we both worked on each other's records, you know, one after the other. And then I think we liked the process of working together so much that we both just subconsciously started writing songs that the two of us could perform together. And yeah. I think something about being a team as opposed to being a solo artist, as we had been for so long, was really appealing. Well, one, it lends a certain accountability because neither of us want to let each other down. And so I think we're kind of a stronger unit together.
There were I know, a couple of periods in my life where they were fairly brief periods, but I remember writing speeches for other people, and it was the strangest phenomenon, this idea of writing things to put words in other people's mouths.
Right.
Is that at all? I mean, is it for people who are used to writing their own stuff to come out of their own mouth, is it at all complicated, or is it, you know, when you're running into something, you're able to say, hey, how would you do this?
It's not strange at all for me in this context.
Yeah. I love hearing other people sing my words and sing my songs.
I think we both would be completely okay with just writing and having other people do all the touring.
That's
and stuff.
The appeal.
We both enjoy performing, but I realized as I was doing a lot of writing that while I was writing in my head, I was thinking about how it was going to sound with Haywood's voice on it, with Haywood's guitar on it. And so I think that kind of lent itself to another reason why we hitched the wagons together, because it just seemed natural at the time.
Yeah. And as far as like the collaboration goes, we're both, as most writers are, like hypercritical of ourselves. And so there's something kind of really liberating about maybe getting a song to a certain point or as far as you can get with it and then giving it to somebody else that you who you trust and respect and then, you know, and then having it become something that maybe you didn't expect. And that's usually a very exciting way to work.
You're hypercritical of yourselves. Are you hypercritical of each other?
No, but we also know that we can be brutally honest with one another yeah. and that it's coming from a place of respect and love. Which is good because I play a song for my wife loves every song I've ever written. And so, but I can send something to Hayward and he can be brutally honest with me and give me feedback that is needed. And I hope that I can be a foil for him as well.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to choose another song to play for us right now, what would it be? Hypothetically.
This is the first one that we wrote together.
Yeah.
The saddest song we've ever written. It's called A Part of Me That's Lonely.
I could be in the middle of a city. Faces passing me by like lights on an empty highway. I could be at home with friends and family, surrounded by laughter, still have nothing to say. I could walk forever my baby right beside me. There will always be, there will always be a part of me that's lonely. My bones, each color in a sunrise, a cool morning breeze as it rolls down my back. Some angel band could be singing my tune. All that I hear are the notes that I lack. Discover those chords with you in such blessed harmony. There will always be, there will always be a part of me that's lonely. Break and each bend brings me closer to the end of the line. It's all taken too long. Once the good is all gone, living becomes a waste in a time. So take the hammer to stone. Thank you. could lead me past the ancient marker, surrounded by its kindly hosts. Still I'd look behind the curtain, I'd see nothing to gather. Our final reward in that garden so heavenly, there will always be, there will always be a part of me that's lonely. So there will be a part of me that's alone.
You guys are making me tear up here.
Oh no. Oh, so sorry.
That's the, you know, that's one of the ones you don't play for your mother.
Yeah. Oh no, I did. And she cried. And I was like, I had to assure her that I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Well, and it got me thinking, you know, when you go to a concert, at least a lot of concerts, and I would imagine a Coyote Brother concert, you might be there with the screaming and teeming masses. But, you know, when you're playing, you are alone with the music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that, there's what you're singing about right there.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, we're playing someplace that's nice and quiet. And so it kind of really focuses everything up and makes for pretty singular moment.
It's kind of lean in music a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the studio version of the song has the pedal steel in it, and that's the loneliest instrument in the world.
Yeah.
We got Eric Haywood to play on that, and we couldn't be happier with the way the record turned out. Also because we're doing a run of shows in July with a lot of the people that played on the record, and so it'll be the first time that we'll actually be in the same venue with each other playing these songs the way that the record was recorded, because most of the auxiliary instruments we had people record in their homes and then email their tracks to us. So
most of this record we recorded it. I have a very Spartan studio in my house, and we recorded most of it there. And then Eric Haywood, he was coming through on tour, and so I met him out at the venue he was playing at early in the day, and we'd set up a little studio right in the venue, and then these guys were just kind of sending tracks from Boston, Chicago.
Forgive the dumb question here. I mean, I shouldn't be amazed by technology at this point in my career, but, you know, so they're listening in their headphones to the part that you've recorded, and they're playing the way they feel like it ought to go based on their instrument, and sending it to you and kind of hoping that this is the artistic vision you had for it.
Yeah, there was some instruction. But
4/4 time, please.
Yeah, but honestly, these guys are kind of guys you just leave to do what they do.
Yeah.
I think for any of the instruments, for our takes and for all the other players, we didn't do more than 2 or 3 takes. So they would do, I think once you get more than 3 passes on a song, you get predictable. And so we kind of would go for those, and they did a wonderful job, and I had to do very little editing once it came down to engineering it and all that.
But it's going to be something having everybody actually in the same place.
Yeah. Well, it's the trouble that it will cause for us is we'll be so delighted by what they're doing that we will just probably start messing up all over the place, because we'll just be so tickled by everything that's happening around us that we'll get knocked out of our zone.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, why are you called Coyote Brother?
Well, there's an old Pete Seeger song called Coyote My Brother, and it's kind of a song about a cheeky coyote. And I like to think that that's probably who we are to each other. We trust each other. We love each other. We also do everything we can to maybe elbow each other in the ribs from time to time. So
Good. Before we go, Mitch, I want to say thank you so much for your tenure here. Not only because, how do I say this? It's a big deal for local musicians to be able to get onto the public radio scene and to have it be accessible and have it be fruitful. And the fact that I could just call you up and make this happen is, it's phenomenal.
Well, it's huge for us, yeah.
It's huge.
And it's completely unheard of.
So well, thank you for all your efforts. We appreciate it.
At the risk of this being a love fest here, you know, when I was a young radio person starting out, I dreamed of the day that a musician would want to call me up or send me a note and ask to be on a show and would give me the time of day. So that we've gotten to that point is amazing to me.
We did it.
Thanks. Honestly, thanks for all the times we've shared a studio together.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Coyote Brother is Haywood Williams and Jay Harden on guitar and vocals. Their new single just dropped, and they'll play a release party in July. They spoke with Lake Effect's former co-host, Mitch Tyke. There is more information about the band at WUWM.com.
When I'm weary and I take my rest, it'll be her love I love.